Jimmy, I'll tell you one thing, though. I'm not doing anything unless I get a bottle of liquor in front of me. I don't care what happens.
It's not illegal. It's frowned upon, like masturbating on an airplane.
I'm pretty sure that's illegal, too.
Yeah, man, we're going to get our drinks on, we're going to party and get crunk and rock out, dude.
It's all about connections.
It's set up with cock and ass and pits and butthole pleasures.
It's not about butthole pleasures at all.
Pity. He would have made an excellent child molester.
I ain't got time to bleed.
That's what she said!
Earmuffs. They can say fuck, shit, bitch, whatever you want.
Cock, balls.
That's what she
get
said.
Get your hands off it! I paid for a lady, not fucking Tori and Trevor!
Oh, I'm baiting.
Did you say get gay?
I got a booty.
And I pissed in my pants.
Got a fucking dart in your neck.
And I'm hammered drunk.
Oh, goddamn it!
I think that pretty much sums it up.
And welcome to another edition of Let the Liquor Do the Talking. My name is Cody.
You might be sexy, Julian, but you can't teach me anything about liquor.
I'm Joel.
I'm going to let the liquor do the thinking.
And this is episode 37 of Let the Liquor Do the Talking.
Liquor makes it easier, Ricky. Flow with it. Go with the liquor, bud.
Joel, it's been a while.
Yes, it has been a while.
But we've got a lot of show planned for you today. We're going to get into what we're drinking, who's died since the last time we podcasted, because it's been so long, and we're going to just get into some news, and if you guys play your cards right, possibly a bonus feature.
Yeah, all right!
Joel, what you drinking over there, bud?
I'm on the, I got the usual Bud Light BLs in a bottle. It's pretty fancy. Then I got this Kraken rum. It's a spiced rum with an octopus in the front. And it's got some ice and some Coca-Cola mixed with it. Flat Coca-Cola, but good.
So what's your opinion on the Kraken? Better than Admiral Nelson and Lady Bligh?
Here's the thing about that. Admiral Nelson you can drink straight up because it tastes like yummy. The Kraken is pretty. It's 94 proof, so it put you on your ass pretty good, so it's sometimes it's better to dilute it with a little bit of Coca-Cola and some ice to melt into water.
It'll get you drunk.
Otherwise, otherwise your night'll end pretty quick.
What about remember that one Kilo Kai?
Oh yeah, Kilo Kai. I forgot about that stuff.
How does it compare to Kilo Kai rum?
It's stronger than Kilo Kai. Kilo Kai is like a sweetened version of Nelson, Admiral Nelson.
Yeah.
Kilo Kai tastes really good. You could probably drink that straight up, too. I would say Kraken's a little more grown up, I would say, or adult version of that.
Oh, hell yeah. Like they might drink it in grown-ups, too?
Right. Like, think about it this way. Like, there's, like, Mountain Dew, but if you wanted the sophisticated version, you'd get, like, Citrus Drop or Mountain Holler. It's kind of like that.
Dang. Yeah, get Mountain Lightning wasted.
Mountain Lightning or Mountain... There's Mountain Roar was one of them.
Hell yeah.
So, what the hell are you drinking over there, gay?
Well, I don't have any Bud Light, but it's a fucking travesty. I know. Shock and blitz. But we just got a kegerator, and we have a Stone Pale Ale. And it's like 6%. It's awesome, but it's not as drinkable as Bud Light is. So you have like three or four of these, and you're pretty fucky.
Passport and getting drunk. Blub, blub.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I got that. It's good. And then this is what I really wanted to talk about. I've got a Bloody Mary, or as I like to call them, a Bloody Harry.
Or maybe even a Bloody Tom.
But I found out a new thing, and once I did it, I can never go back. You put bacon in the Bloody Mary, Joel.
Jesus, tap dancing Christ.
Are you fucking wrapping your mind around what just happened? So, you do your normal ice, vodka, mason jar, Bloody Mary mix, a little bit of Frank's Red Hot sauce, little dash of pepper, and I like to do a little pickle juice, and throw in a pickle is good too. And then, yeah, I found out that people are putting bacon in these things, and man, is it good. You crumble up one piece, so as you're drinking it, you get bits of bacon, just like, you're like eating bacon as you drink it.
What the fuck?
Not uncool. And then there's also, you just put a bacon stick in as like your stir stick. It's very Jesus. Fucking, it's pretty elegant and like classy and sophisticated.
Holy fuck!
Sounds like you get a heart attack from that thing.
Well, that's the thing. The liquor kills all the fat, so it's healthy.
Damn.
And vodka's clear, so it doesn't have any like carbs or anything in it. Vodka's just basically like water with liquor in it.
Right.
So anyway, I advise everyone to get on that, unless you don't want Bloody Marys ruined. If you want to just drink them the way you've been drinking them and be fine with that, that's cool. But once you go bacon, you can't go back.
Damn. I need to try that sometime.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Mainly tomorrow.
Only mostly tomorrow, you guys. All right, I think it's time to just jump right in. Since it's been a while since we last done a podcast, Bag. Literally, like, thousands of people have probably died. Possibly more than that. I don't know. I'm not in charge of the morgue. But we figured we'd keep track of the celebrities that have died since the last time we podbagged. So, Joel, who went down? Who took a digger?
Well, there was a, like you mentioned, thousands of people probably died, but I wrote down four people because that's all I could find. the first one to take a big-time digger was Chris Kelly from Crisscross. He was the one that was Chris.
he makes you want to dead.
Makes you wanna jump, Mac Daddy make you dead. So he died the day after our last one. He must have died of laughter or something like it.
Yeah, he probably fucking laughed so hard for the last podcast that he fucking shit himself and died. So I'm guessing.
Hell yeah.
But
The next guy that died was kind of shitty that died. The guy that played Tony Soprano. James Gandolfini.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's a shitty one. I thought he died at the end of Sopranos, but apparently he didn't, so... Well,
nobody
knows.
So
now he's dead for sure.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe he's not. Who knows? Oh, yeah, he's dead.
He's a big-time daddy.
Wait all the gobble go.
I think he had a heart attack.
He was a fat fucker, so I guess that was... Kind of, that was his comeuppance for eating all that gabagool and whatever he made his stupid wife make. What was the other one?
Oh, where's the gabagool? That's all I can remember.
Yeah,
the gabagool and the rigatoni or whatever.
Yeah, I always get Tony Soprano confused with Tony Sperano, the Dolphins coach. But I guess it's not the Dolphins coach anymore. It's Joe Philbin now.
Joe Philbin, the coach of the Dolphins. And he cut Chad Johnson last year on Hard Knocks. Chad, really like what you're doing at camp, but when you headbutt your wife, you represent the whole organization, so it looks like the whole Miami Dolphins headbutt their wife, so we're going to have to let you go. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So there's that asshole who's dead. Who else died? The guy from Glee.
The guy from Glee, but who gives a fuck about that faggy show? And by faggy, I mean gay as fuck.
who else died?
I got a soft spot in my heart for this guy. Dennis Farina just died last week.
Shut up and sit down, you big bald fuck.
That sucks.
He was the guy, you'd know him if you've seen him. He's been in a ton of shit, but we know him from Snatch. He played,
Abby,
yeah. He played Abby in Snatch, and he's got just a ton of awesome sound bites. Some of them we use, so I figured it'd be a good opportunity to rifle off a couple of sound bites of Abby popping off.
London? Yes, London. You know. Fish, chips, cup of tea, bad food, worse weather, merry fucking Poppins, London.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I don't like leaving my own country, Doug, and I especially don't like leaving it for anything less than warm, sandy beaches and cocktails with little straw hats.
Well, we've got sandy beaches. So who the fuck wants to see them?
That was funny. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, I remember that one. That was cute. That was pretty cool that time. Yeah, so... So anyway, all these guys were 6 feet from the engine. And I'm thinking...
Maybe 6 feet. It's so far dead.
So we figured we'd give a 16 Baranoid salute as we end this section.
Oh yeah, Deacon Jones died too.
Salt bitch. Alright, well, we'll be right back with a little more Let the Liquor Do the Talking. Hey, everybody! Do you like songs like Arms Wide Open by Creed? And Bands Will Make Her Dance by Juicy J, 2 Chainz, and Lil Wayne? All these cheeks
popping pussy, I'm just popping. Well then, you're gonna love the debut album of Steve Burton.
We'll bowl for food.
Man, this CD's greasy. It's written by Steve Burton and music by Cactus Track. Some of the main hits off it are No Hookers. I say why not, never forgot the spot that I was raised. Clyde, Ohio, suicidal, turn up the dial. Check out my style, there's no rival. When I'm zoned, I should be clubbed. No Hookers Part 2. In the dirt, I murk any beat. Lift you off your feet, hit you with the toilet seat. I skeet when she beat my meat with her feet. I bring that heat, Val Kilmer, Blue Ribbon winner. MC's our dinner, the sinner, pen game beginner. Coming from the inner, the soul, watch me bowl. Blow for blow, just like snow, takes on the toe when I flow. Chalk lines on the pavement. I'm off the top rope. I'm dope, who the fuck wants to smoke? This unachiever, fantasy football, I'm winning Shiva. Believer, you will see me on top. I don't stop, I rock, I roll. I smoke a bow and take a pole. As this rap shit, a full clip of verbal darts at your hearts. Fuck the charts, I got smarts to rip apart. Any challenge, I do damage. The total package. And Space Pimp. Fucking Space Pimp. Listen. Riding in my spaceship, full clip, smoking whip from planet green, slapping hoes in the lip. If you trip, I'm a pimp from planet Venus. You see us, every hoe in my stable cleans peanuts. Believe us, best bitches in the galaxy. Don't ask me, call Mork for Mork. He has a bitch, snort a line off his dork. He calls that shit pulled pork. I serve him all. It's the first Best Rapper Bowler Alive debut album, 2013. I don't know where you can get it because I don't think it's on iTunes, but. If you want to, you can leave us some messages. We'll get you in contact with Uncle Steve. And he has Greasy Rap shows coming up soon at the Sandusky Underground and other places in the area.
And if you need bowling lessons, drugs, or your vagina checked out, you can also check out Burton Enterprises.
All right!
And we're back with a little more Let the Liquor Do the Talking with Joel and Cody. We're going to jump right into the news section, talk about a little NASCAR, which,
that's
Joel, I know
news.
You, yeah, I mean, we basically live our lives with the motto, obviously.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
A quarter mile at a time is one, but two is.
Ride or die is two.
Get an F-150 or die trying.
That's three.
So a couple weeks ago, this was something we wanted to pot about a couple weeks ago, but, well, actually, by the time you listen to this, several months ago, at a NASCAR race in Charlotte, at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, the Coca-Cola 600.
I used to suck dick for Coke.
I seen them!
They were going five wide, going around turns like they do, and, a fucking camera fell down from the sky and hit a bunch of fans and sent a bunch of fans to the hospital.
Holy shit. So is it like one of those cameras from like the NFL TV show? Like you kind of see floating around in the background when Aaron Rodgers is throwing it deep.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, you see those cameras when you're watching on TV and you're like, Jesus Christ, they're like 10 feet above the players. And it looks like they're basically on like a fucking like tennis racket string just floating around. And I'm always like, man, one of those is going to break one day. And last year, a couple college games, I think, got delayed because those cameras broke and fell down in the field. But this time, yeah, they have those over the racetrack, and one of those fuckers snapped and went flying into the stands, took out a bunch of Hill Jacks, and luckily, Let the Liquor Do the Talking microphones were on the scene. That's insane.
Damn, how do we get this?
Well, I was there getting shit-faced with the infield, bud, so I had my fucking S4 on, obviously.
Well, I was at the Rum and Coca-Cola 600.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's
so we're gonna go. We're gonna go ahead and play a little audio from the Coca-Cola 600. Hell yeah!
Now here comes Carl back on the low side.
Carl spins a little. Come on, he's sideways.
Oh man, this is fucking awesome. Got Junior heading the pack up right now. About to go in turn 4. Got fresh tires.
Oh man, Skeeter, I love it when you take me to the NASCAR race. It's just me, you, and that boy, Dale Junior Junior, hanging off my tits.
Now, Dan Layden, I want you to shut the fuck up and give him my skull and give him some stew parts.
Here's your skull, honey. I didn't want you to go without your dick.
How come you ain't wearing that nice Jimmy Johnson shirt I bought you?
Oh, you know I love Jeff Jarrett. I mean, not the wrestler.
What the fuck is that thing flying over our heads right now?
Oh, good goal! Camera's coming right for us!
Oh, Jesus Christ, Philly Bob, get off her tits, get underneath the chair! It's coming right for us, four wide!
Oh, good God, Camera, that could be right for tits! Junior, Junior!
Jesus Christ, not wearing a fucking hands device, why they drop a goddamn cameras right on top of you, my tits, and Billy Bob and the Skull Can.
Skater, don't worry about your skull. Junior, Junior's on the fucking pavement, man.
God damn it, woman, this country's fucking fired on skull and cigarettes. You worry about yourself and those tits, I'll get Billy Bob. We're suing this fucking United States of America, and I ain't wearing a hands device.
Have a hands free. I just want to get on Amazon.com, buy some NASCAR gear.
Don't worry, Harry Beth. We'll fix those tits when we sue the United States and NASCAR.
I love this country.
Well, somebody stop the damn match. Enough's enough.
Wow. Shocking audio.
Shocking audio as usual.
Pretty used. Well, that was a crazy news story, but even crazier than camera falling out of the sky and knocking a baby off of mother's tits in the stands of a NASCAR race is Amanda Bynes fucking kooky ass.
Yeah, we figured this would be coming, though. Like, every child star goes nuts at some point, right?
Like, yeah, Brittany, Macaulay Culkin made Home Alone 2. That was fucked.
Brittany Beers, Lindsay Logan.
Yeah, hell yeah. So, Amanda Bynes is, she's on a tear. She lives in New York, and she's been throwing bongs out of fucking, like, 30-story buildings and smoking weed in the hotel rooms and smoking cigarettes, like, next to the treadmill at 24-hour fitness. And her most recent escapade, she just flew out to California, the California I live in. And not too far from where I live, she decided it would be a good idea to light a fire in someone's driveway. So she took, like, a gasoline can, one of those red ones you get if you ran out of gas, like a dick, and she just made a little fire in someone's driveway, but she accidentally put a bunch of gas on her dog.
What?
She was holding her, like, Pomeranian the whole time.
Jesus Christ.
Fucking liquor dog. Or kerosene dog. And so she had to go to, like, the gas station next door and try and wash the dog off, and that's how she got arrested. And now they're holding her on a 2410, which is, like, the statute where they let you, like, hold someone on a crazy person hold or whatever for, like, 72 hours.
Yeah, so is that, like, when the police are yelling 10-4 and roger, roger?
Yeah, when they say 2410, it means big-time fuckiest for people.
Ah.
So Amanda Bynes is doing that kind of stuff in driveways, but I found someone who's doing I got someone who's doing even greasier stuff in Drive with Joel, which leads us to our bonus feature on shit.
Oh, Jesus.
That's right. Female jogger, this is the headline. Female jogger caught on camera repeatedly defecating next to man's house.
Mark that under, who gives a shit.
All right. So here's the thing. There's this lady, she goes running down this, she's like posing as an actual jogger. She goes running. When she gets to this guy's house, she fucking veers off, starts pulling her pants out as she's running, and drops a big old dookie right in his fucking alleyway. And then,
really?
Fucking without fucking, she's got hands, but she's not wiping. And she pulls her pants out and just takes off running like nothing happened. Christ. What?
Wait, awesome. Is there a motive behind this thing?
And seeing as I get drunk and on occasion shits myself.
That's the thing. I'm guessing this guy, it's got to be like a scorned lover situation or something. It's got to be like some guy, some like hostess he banged at fucking Chili's or something. And
did you see the look on her fucking stupid pregnant face?
And then she found out she had a wife or something, so she's all, she's not pissed off, she's shit off.
Oh man, that's good stuff right here, guys.
But you gotta hear a little bit of the audio from the guy that got interviewed, that got his driveway shit. So here's a little taster of that.
It's Easter Sunday, a young woman on her morning run. She makes a turn, jogging towards this alley. Then a security camera catches this.
Drops her pants and let's go. Puts her shorts back up without any wipe, nothing else.
The man who lives at the home did not want his face on camera and wants us to call him Bobby.
This is malicious fecal distribution. She's come back multiple times.
At least four times, Bobby says. He has no idea who she is and why his home has become her personal toilet. Bobby says she always strikes on weekend mornings. In fact, his security cameras caught her once again this past Saturday.
I saw this little blonde girl running down the street, and I was like, oh my God, that's got to be her.
Unsure, Bobby left his home and did some errands. When he came back, the evidence was there.
This is calculated. Look, I'm dropping my pants as I'm running.
He's hoping this story makes whoever the culprit is stop once and for all.
If it happens again, I want to run out there with the hose and hose her down and say, bad human.
Now, Bobby has not called police and made a complaint. He says he's not sure if police will take this seriously. We reached out to APD. It's possible if this woman is caught, she could be charged with a misdemeanor for public nuisance or disorderly conduct.
Oh, man.
Man, malicious shit gets out of work all the time.
Malicious fecal distribution.
Fecal distribution.
Yeah, this chick, she's actually, maybe her job, maybe she's like a personal trainer and her job is to run or something. And she was like, God, I just don't want to run today, so I'm going to fucking shit my pants, see if the boss will let me
go home
early.
Taking a dump today, ma'am.
I think that's kind of a thing with runners, though. I think they like to shit everywhere. I remember I was going to sign up for this race in Michigan. It's like a 10-mile race. I didn't do it because I'm fucking lazy, and I'm not going to run 10 miles ever again. One of the disclaimers was, don't take a shit in the woods. We have fucking designated shitters. And so
obviously people have been shitting in the woods?
Yes, people have been just pulling over during this 10-mile race. I mean, they couldn't hold it for another half hour, and they're just taking dumps everywhere. Man, the runners are out of control. All right,
sir, I just need to check inside your ass.
Some just shit down their legs. That's the thing.
Well, I will say, when I was trying to find this news article, because I had heard about it on the radio, when I was looking for the news article, I typed in jogger poop. And all that came up was people that run marathons. There's like 30 stories of people running marathons and shitting down their legs while they run.
Yeah, that's fucking dedication right there.
Well, come on. If you're going to run a marathon, let's say maybe the day before, take like four fucking Motrin, or what is it? Take like four Imodium ADs, a couple Peptums, and maybe not shit for a day. Is that cool?
Or if you're running a marathon, it's going to take you 3 hours anyway. Who cares if you add 3 minutes to your goddamn time?
Yeah, or stick like a fucking ass pond up your ass. Fucking just plug it up. I mean, come on. You know what that... All right, this is tangential, but That reminds me of Joel. You know the song by Manfred Mann, "Blinded by the Light"?
Yeah.
There was a news story on Spotify, the like internet radio company, came out with a list of like the top 10 song lyrics that were fucked up by people. Like, you know, you sing a song. Like the one I always think of is Metallica's "Sad But True." For the longest time, I thought it was "Sad Patrol."
Sad Patrol, I'm your dream, my industry. I'm your eyes while you're away. I'm your pain while you repay. You know what Sad Patrol. Sad Patrol.
That was Sad Patrol.
Don't get me started on Master of Puppets.
Got the Batu barrel.
Got the Batu barrel. Natural habitat. Your source of Batu Batu.
What the hell is that?
Cats will have heart attacks. So all right. So the longest time, I'm pretty sure everyone I know and their mom thought the lyrics were "wrapped up like a douche in the middle of the night." Right?
That is the words.
That's exactly what they say. But it turns out it's been uncovered that they actually are saying "revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night." Which makes, let me do some calculations here, 0%.
So there wasn't like a producer in the studio, "Hey guys," or like when they listen to it a second time, "you know, it kind of sounds like you're saying wrapped up like a douche."
No, it's "revved up like a deuce, another runner in the night." All right, let's take that again from the top. "Revved up like a douche, I'm rolling it in the night.
Blinded by the light." "Wrapped up like a vagina cleaner in the middle of the night." It's kind of sounded like you said douche there, or vagina cleaner. No, we said deuce.
No, we were definitely talking about deuces. What's a deuce?
It's, I guess, a two.
It's a car? Or it's, do you take a shit when you're jogging?
It's a car. It's got two cylinders, some bitch.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm not buying it. I'm sticking with the original lyrics, and Spotify can suck my fucking douche.
Suck Wesley Willis's cheetah's dick.
Look at Camel's ass.
So, I think that's all I got for pod today. I want to thank Uncle Steve's Greasy Rap Career. And you guys, make sure you listen to the pod. Leave a fucking 5-star review. Follow me at The Liquor Talks on Twitter. Joel at BarryTheBear1. LiquorTalk.com. I'm out. Peace.
Later, guys.
And that's it for today's show. Make sure you tune in next week for another riveting episode of Let the Liquor Do the Talking with Joel and Cody. Peace.
Oh, goddammit!
Get to the chopper!
I think that pretty much sums it up.